I like doing the dance because it was fun and interesting. When we do the drumming, we had to do that. When we had to like play, pretend like we were fighting. Okay, and I think we had to warm up and do all the stretches and things.
Okay, good, good. You did very well. You did very well at these things. In class, we had to teach the idea of maths, how maths is into dance and art. Did you know that maths and dance were the same thing? What do you think now?
That I didn't know that.
Do you agree? Do you see a relationship?
Yeah.
What's the relationship?
Like maths and dance can go together because like a triangle, it's a math. Like when you're doing the dance, you do the steps of a triangle.
Ah, you're right. You're very clever. You're very clever. That's good.
My project was learning about cultures and African how they express themselves in dancing, and I've learned that you can dance as you're fighting as well.
And okay.
It's been an experience.
Good, good. I'm glad you found it useful. Our program, we teach maths through dance. You see, we had a lot of maths ideas in it. Did you know that maths was related to dance?
No.
So how do you find that? Do you think about that idea?
It's good.
What did you learn most about that?
That it can be a pattern and a rhythm.
Okay, that's good. You did well. I think you picked up, especially like the Hashima rhythm that we were clapping. That's good. And when you come to learning binary and things like this, you'll remember how we made those words. What about your friends? Because I was thinking, kind of art, many people don't get to see their friends when they're doing this, so you get to see each other. Do you learn something about your friends today?
I thought it was going to be tricky for some people, but everyone got it. Yeah.
What did you think would be tricky?
That people would have been nervous to hear when we was dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. You're right. Everyone got it today. You all very well. We like that. Good. Well, thank you. Anything else to say?
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Hashima.
As a result.
Astamari.
Astamari and
Tawagi.
And Tawagi came here to teach us about African martial arts. And I found it very interesting and very, extremely actually, abundant and helps me with my skills and versatility.
Okay, that's very good. You've got some good ideas. I see you're a very sharp thinker. And today, one of the things we like to do is bring the idea that math and art, and one thing. I mean, how did you find that? Did you know
that
before?
That great. No, I didn't know that before, but as you taught us, I did understand. And as this course is called Abundance, I really do think you have taught us in abundance.
Oh, well, that's very good. So what does abundance mean?
Abundance means intense, exceedingly well.
Okay. No, that's good.
That's what you've done for me, personally.
Good, good. Thank you. Well, I'm in a real honour to share with you. And just ask the other ones as well, because when we do these things, it's not often young people get to see their friends doing these kind of cultural arts, you know, drama and play and how it's kind of learning. What do you think about that?
I think it's quite good because everybody's used to playing football and sports and all that, and they're not, they don't do other things. So as a result, wording is broadening our horizon. Basically, we're good at not just one thing, but another thing, which is not as common as, let's say, football. So I think that's very important.
Yes, yes. Good, good. Anything else you want to say?
I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hashima.
Hashima.
Today I learned how to express myself in a non-violent way, and how to control your breathing, and to always focus on what you're doing,
not to get your temper too high. If you want to get your temper out, try and express it in a way that won't harm anybody or won't do anything to others.
Well, that's very useful. Very good. We did something today around mathematics and art, maths and art creativity. How did you find that?
I found it good because you learn more than one subject, and that it could help you in further in life.
What do you recall? What did you take away most from it?
Most from it. Well, how to express yourself and to control your brain and your feelings towards others.
Okay, that's very good.
I think today was a good experience because you're getting to know your backgrounds and where you come from.
Oh, that's interesting. What did you mean?
Well, like the queen, and the type of the dances, like how subjects we use in school is related to what you showed us.
Okay, good. Because you mean like the way we do math through dance?
Yeah, and the triangle.
And the triangle, okay. Because it's interesting because the young people, they don't know that math is related to art. What out of all the different aspects we did today, which do you remember most? Which ones touched you most?
The triangle and the drums.
Okay, good. Okay, and this kind of art, have you done anything like this before?
No.
How do you feel? Because even with group, have you seen yourselves do things before? Have you seen your colleagues in this kind of art?
No.
How was that?
Seen them. Good.
What did you learn from that?
That you can do whatever you want to do. Because you wouldn't think that you see people like us doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing us knowing that we know how to do stuff.
Right. You know, it's good from my point of view as well to see, like I said, I think you ones have a special intelligence. So I'm glad to be here to help you bring it out.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hashima.